specifically about wrath.
今天我所带来的正道的主题是啊，上帝的愤怒。
So we are all fallible humans on the constant search for approval, justification and acceptance.
我们是一群啊总会啊犯错的人，我们呢一直在寻找啊辩解啊，然后承认和接受。
So much so, that we attempt to bend God's truth to fit into pop culture.
所以呢，我们啊尝试了很多次啊，我们歪解上帝的他的真理，来啊合适我们当前的一个文化。
So turn on the news, look at the state of the church, or perhaps even look inside yourself.
当我们打开新闻，当我们看到现在啊教会的一些状况，或者呢，当我们看看我们自己。
Often what we deem as righteous gets elevated, while only paying lip service to God's higher standard.
我们呢，把我们所认为公义的事情啊，富有了很高的价值，但是呢，上帝的高标准只是啊保留在我们的口头上。
So God's grace is my ticket to live my life my way.
就像比如说啊，上帝的他的恩典呢，是我能够活出我生活方式的一个通行券。
However, there is always a price to pay.
然而事事都有事事都有那个代价。
So consequence, anger, wrath are not pleasant words to talk about.
比如说呢，像愤怒呢，生气呢，这些呢，就是听起来不太让人愉悦的单词。
So when I say the word wrath, what comes to mind?
当我说到愤怒的这个词的时候啊，弟兄姊妹们能够第一时间想到什么？
So there's a lot of opinions when it comes to wrath, isn't there?
当我说到这个啊，愤怒的意思是每位弟兄姊妹都有自己的见解，不是吗？
So in current social, political, religious climate, God's truth and wrath, has been and is being revised to fit our frame of understanding.
所以当我们来看看如今的一个社会，然后政治，然后一个宗教的那个环境来看，我们呢把上帝的真理给曲解了，以至于来合适我们这狭小的眼界。
So truth that many now seek has become a relative truth.
真理呢现在呢真理呢现在呢就变成了很多相对的真理。
So in the name of trying to fit into the world, your truth, my truth, are both now true.
所以呢，当我们尝试着符合我们当今社会环境的时候，我们的接受程度变得越来越广。
So it is a world where God's truth is secondary at best.
那么呢，上帝本身呢就不再就是次要的了。
So when wrath is talked about, it is oftentimes an emotional response to something.
当我们提到愤怒的这一词的时候呢，它是通常呢是会有一个情感的一个发泄。
The meaning of which is often tied to anger.
当然呢，它也是与生气这个词呢息息相关。
So when we feel slighted, not heard or misunderstood, we respond with an elevated feeling of frustration and anger and at the perceived wrong that's been done to us.
当我们被轻视啊，或者不被理解，或者也是没有被聆听的时候，我们呢会以我们所接受到的那些错误的信息啊，产生非常强大的生气和那个失落感。
We just sang a hymn song. It's really popular in America. Christ Alone. Perhaps some of you may know it.
我们今天就是那首赞美诗，在上帝你是在美国是一首非常很有名的赞美诗。
So there's a line in the lyrics, I don't know if you notice it, it says, on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied.
在这首赞美诗当中有一句歌词就是，上帝的愤怒他平息了当主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
It's surprising to me that some have taken offense to that line and want to change it to something more pleasing to the ear.
让我非常吃惊的是有许多人呢他们不太喜欢这句歌词，他们想把这句歌词转换成一些听起来比较美好舒服的词。
I want to change out the word the wrath of God was satisfied into something pleasant like the love of God was magnified.
就比如来说，上帝的愤怒已经被平息了，就想被比如说上帝的爱是如此伟大之类的来取代。
If that's how you see it, I feel very sorry because you just diluted the meaning of God's love.
当我听到这些的话，我觉得很可惜，因为这个就是对上帝爱的一种稀释。
So what is it about the satisfaction of God's love or God's wrath that bring about this disregard for His love?
那么我这里呢就有一个问题，是什么平息了上帝的愤怒，以至于我们慢慢的开始忽略了这个词。
How can you understand God's love without understanding His wrath?
我们是如何理解上帝的爱，如果没有理解上帝的愤怒呢？
Or His wrath without understanding His love.
反过来说也可以，我们是如何理解上帝的愤怒，却没有理解他的爱呢？
So brothers and sisters, God's wrath is not a wild rage. It's not an uncontrollable anger, senseless fury, or just a vengeance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，上帝的愤怒它不是没有理由的，不是不可控的，不是一个无谓的一个报复。
So remember this, the wrath of God is a precise and controlled response to the dismantling of His holiness.
Okay. 上帝呢，他的愤怒呢，是对于他的圣洁被破坏的一种可控的反馈。
So let us take a look at what happens when we ignore God's wrath. Now I'll give you three.
让我们现在来看看，如果我们忽略上帝愤怒将会发生什么事。我今天将给三点。
So firstly, when we ignore God's wrath, we do so at our own jeopardy.
如果我们忽略上帝的愤怒，我们便是玩火自焚。
So we risk accepting a distorted view of God's character.
因为这样我们就只是接受上帝的一部分。
So according to a British pastor and Bible teacher, A.W. Pink, he wrote a book called The Attributes of God. So in his study of the concordance, it shows that there are more references in scripture to the anger, fury, and wrath of God than there are to his love and tenderness.
在英国有一位牧师，他也是圣经的一个学者，他写了一本书，在书中他说到，对于圣经他那个词汇出现呢，做了一个研究，在圣经当中，关于上帝愤怒、生气的词汇出现的情况比上帝的爱、温柔要多。
Yes, God is love. It says so in verses like 1 John 4.
是的，上帝呢，他就是爱。我们在约翰一书第四章中能够读到。
But also says in Hebrews 12:29, God is a consuming fire.
但是在希伯来书十二章二十九节也说到，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
I want you to understand, this is not an either-or situation.
这不是一个可选择的一个情况。
Hebrews 12 is a chapter about God's discipline, holy living and listening and obeying God.
希伯来书十二章它的本来的用意呢是要教导他的门徒聆听上帝的话语并且顺服他。
And one of the context of the chapter is that if God is disciplining you, it is for a reason. It is because He loves you.
在这个地方呢，有一个很重要的一点就是，上帝呢，他教导你是有原因的，是因为他爱你。
God does not want sin to control or rule in your bodies.
上帝呢，他不愿意看见罪恶控制我们的身体。
So number two, another consequence is that we start to judge the scripture.
第二点就是如果我们忽略上帝的愤怒，我们就会开始那个评断圣经。
So if indeed A.W. Pink's statement I just made is true, then ignoring God's words or ignoring His wrath is to stand above His words.
我之前所提及的这位英国牧师的他的话语是真实的，那么我们忽略上帝的愤怒，便是将我们自己立于上帝的话语之上。
So we get to say what's important in the Bible and what part to disregard.
这样子的话，我们就自己决定了圣经当中哪些地方是对我们来说很重要的，哪些地方我们可以忽略。
It can never be so.
这个是完全行不通的。
In Acts 20, verse 27, Paul told the Ephesians that I do not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
在使徒行传第二十章二十七节当中，保罗写道：因为神的旨意。我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
So this whole counsel of God could mean the whole will or purpose of God in some versions.
我的用的是那个和合本的翻译。
So when we minimize God's wrath or any part of His words, for that matter, does not our shrinking become an avoidance of God-given responsibility to teach us what is found in Scripture?
如果我们真的是忽略上帝的愤怒这个部分的话，那么我们便是在尝试违背上帝给我们的这些责任便是这里方说的，我们要将圣经的所有教导给他人。
So point number three, we preach an abridged, incomplete, and false gospel.
第三点就是，如果我们忽略上帝的愤怒，我们的我们所传讲的福音便是不完整的。
So in Galatians 1, Paul was battling heresy of the Judaizers who wanted to include the obedience of Mosaic law in the gospel.
Sorry, which Bible text?
Galatians 1.
Okay, thanks. 在加拉太书的第一章中，里面写到，保罗呢和对犹太异端的一个争论。他们呢愿意，他们想把那个摩西律法接受摩西律法放到我们福音当中。
But as Paul would explain, those who are preaching a different gospel, or those who spread such a gospel, would be condemned.
保罗呢却解释说，这样这福音就不是真正的福音了。如果传讲这样子的福音，将会被受到责骂，亦或咒诅。
When we leave out portions, we preach an incomplete gospel.
如果我们不传讲完整的福音的信息，那么这个福音将变成了不完整的。
So to the extent that the gospel is incomplete, it is false.
如果福音它是不完整的，那么它便是错的。
So do you remember what I mentioned in the last sermon about discernment a couple months ago?
请问弟兄姊妹们，你们记得上一次我证道的时候提到了关于判断性的这个东西吗？
Do you remember what Charles Spurgeon had said about discernment? It is knowing the difference between what's right and almost right.
Charles 给了这个判断性的一个定义，就是我们要学会区分何为正确，何为几乎正确。
The devil doesn't have to lie, he just has to tell you an incomplete truth.
其实魔鬼不需要撒谎，他只需要告诉我们不完整的真理。
So to offer the promise of heaven without the warning of hell is to proclaim a severely diminished gospel.
假如我们一直在强调天堂的美好而忽略了地狱的恐怖，那就是在传讲不完整的那个福音。
As my old seminary professor will often remind us students, words matter. How we use it matters. So choose your words wisely.
我之前的一位教授呢，经常教导我们，语言呢是非常重要的，使用语言呢也是非常重要的，请三思而选择语言。
That applies to how words are written as well.
那么我相信文字也有相同的力量。
So what is God's wrath? So we'll take a look at Ezekiel specifically verses 1 to 9 a little bit more.
上帝的愤怒到底是什么呢？我们今天将读以西结书的七章一到九节。
So in Ezekiel 7 it opens with Ezekiel's announcement that the end has comeReaffirming in strong words the imminent judgment of the day of Yahweh.
以西结以结局到了作为第七章的开始，并且强调了耶和华审判的到来。
The end has come, and the Lord will repay the children of Judah for their abominations.
那些有恶行的犹大的后代将为他所作所行付出好处自责，付出代价，谢谢。
So the end he talked about with such certainty was to come upon all the land, suggesting that no city would be spared.
在以西结书当中也写到了那一日一定会到来，结局会到了地的四境，没有一个城市能够幸免于难。
So God promised to punish the whole nation because of their disgraces.
上帝呢要惩罚这全地，因为他们的不服从。
There was no evidence of repentance, so therefore the abominations of the people would run their course until consumed by judgment.
在那个时候并没有显现出一颗悔改的心，所以那些不好的事情呢将会继续的做下去，以至于他们之后被审判给吞食。
The Lord will have no pity.
在这个情况下上帝将不会显现他的怜悯。
So you see God's judgment is never for the purpose of his enjoyment of judging.
所以我们可以看到上帝呢他的审判并不是出于审判有很大的乐趣。
The goal is always redemptive.
他的目的呢总是在救赎。
So in our SM Bible study, we talk once in a while about the topic of grace and mercy.
在 SM 的查经班当中，我们有时候会提到上帝仁慈和仁爱的一个信息。
Do you remember what that means? Mercy, just mercy.
SM 弟兄姊妹们，请问你们还记得仁爱是什么意思呢？
等点名了，还记得吗？星期 It's okay.
是
Mercy, yes. What is mercy? Ah, that's grace. Very close. So not getting what we deserve, right? Very close. So as much as God is a God of mercy, he's also a God of justice.
我们都知道，上帝他是仁爱的神，他也是公义的神。
So here God acted against Judah in judgment, to produce a repentant heart and open the way for more of his mercy and grace.
上帝呢，其实想借着这样子一个击打犹太的一个这样子的话语，希望他们能够转回，重回到上帝的面前，这样上帝能够彰显他更多的慈爱和恩典。
So moving into verse 5 and 9, we see a repeated use of the word come.
让我们接下来读以西结书的第七章五到九节，这个来临了这个词出现了很多次。
And we also see uses of words like disaster and doom, day of trouble, words used by God for executing his judgment.
我们也读到了上帝呢把他审判的日子用比如说像大灾难末日到临了坏的那一天来形容。
So this unheard of disaster for Jerusalem was prophesied in the book of Micah and unfulfilled for over 100 years was about to come.
在100多年以前的弥迦书当中已经预言了这样的一个大灾难，现在那日呢将快到临了。
So it is amazing how easily messages of judgment are disregarded or placed aside as if it doesn't apply to us.
但是呢，我们也都知道，假如这个审判呢，它没有发生的话，我们会多快的就忘记了这样一个信息，甚至把它给遗忘到脑后。
And the fact that this idea was repeated several times, not just in the book of Ezekiel, with no response from the people, bears testimony to the deadening power of sin.
这样的情况不仅仅在以西结书当中出现过，在圣经当中还反复出现过好几次。没有人们一个回转悔改的心作为回复，我们可以看到，罪它是多么致命的。
Your indifference has gotten you into a chokehold.
你的漠不关心把你放到了一个枷锁当中。
Then, as is the case now, the fear or reverence for our Lord has been greatly diminished.
其实我们当今的环境也是如此，我们对于上帝的敬畏之心，越来越少。
So these messages must be repeated and strengthened.
那么这样，末日审判的这样的一个信息应当重新被提及，并且被强调。
So God stressed the redemptive purpose of judgment when he said in verse 9, then you will know it is I, the Lord.
我们可以通过读以西结书第七章第九节，你就知道击打你的是我耶和华，来反映出其实上帝他的审判是为了救赎。
So here the Lord, in Hebrew is Yahweh Makeh, meaning the Lord who strikes the blow.
在这里上帝的他的在希伯来语当中的翻译是耶和华玛卡，他的意思就是击打人的神。
So isn't it true that judgment often brings renewed interest in spiritual things?
我们都知道出现了这些事情之后，我们才会重新燃起对圣灵追求的一个渴望。
So the tragedy in that is that this usually happens after judgment has befallen a nation or an individual.
但是呢，很可悲的是，这样一个追求圣灵的这样的一个心情，通常是当审判已经发生之后。
Brothers and sisters, how do you understand God's wrath?
那么，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你们是如何理解上帝愤怒的？
Is it through the lens of a loving God or an angry God?
我们是从上帝慈爱的一方面呢来看这个词呢，还是从上帝愤怒的一方面来看这个词？
Let me tell you, it isn't either or.
这个不是一个可选择的问题。
So when the Bible talks about wrath, it's a wrath of justice, not just our opinion of justice, but rather God's justice, not human emotion.
圣经当中神的愤怒呢，它是一个公义的愤怒，它不是我们可以所理解的公义。神是公义的，它不是人肉体的情欲。
So when parents discipline their children, it is more effective when they are calm rather than with elevated emotions.
教导孩童的时候，当然保持一颗平静的心，比有一个非常情绪非常有一高激昂的情绪是更有效的。
When I first became a father, an old pastor reminded me that, Ken, if you discipline your child out of anger, you are just as wrong.
我的一位老的牧师在我第一次成为父亲的时候呢，提醒我，如果我教导孩子是出于愤怒，那么我便是错误的。
And I believe that is the Lord's demeanor when he deals with his children.
那么神是不是也这样子对待他的孩子呢？
So his emotion would be sorrow over what must be done.
神他会感到很悲伤，是因为他即将要做的事。
It is a necessary response.
那就是他要对罪恶给出一个回应。
So let us look to the cross because it starts there.
让我们再来看十字架，因为一切的事情发生在那里。
He loved you first.
上帝爱我们。
It is out of His love for us that He did what He did, that He will do what He will do.
神他是如此爱我们，他为我们每一个人都定制了完美的计划。
However, when we recall in the Bible that the fact that it says multiple times that God is love, how and when do we reconcile that love with the wrath of God?
当然我们也知道在圣经当中出现过很多次神就是爱。那么我们如何调和神的爱和神的愤怒呢？
Perhaps you've heard similar questions like, if God is love, then why do bad things happen? Or why am I suffering?
很有可能弟兄姊妹们，你们自己也提出过这类的问题。如果上帝是爱，为什么会有这么多不好的事情发生呢？为什么我会忍受很多痛苦呢？
I'm sure you have asked those questions.
Sorry?
I'm sure you have asked those questions.
Okay, 我将来解答这些问题。
So remember, God's ways are not our ways.
请记住，上帝的愤怒不是我们的愤怒。
So how can infinite beings like us reason with an infinite God?
作为一个被产生的、被创造的物，怎么能够理解和解释一个无尽的上帝呢？
So our life story is being told, and sometimes well after we are gone.
我们的故事在我们离开这土地上就结束了。
God's perspective is not limited to time here on earth.
然而，上帝他是从亘古到永远存在的。
Yes, we approach the Lord as we are, but we know that your sins will be dealt with. And it's not always pretty and not always comprehensible.
是的，我们以我们的样式接近我们的神，然而我们也知道我们的罪是要将被处理的。通常来说，处理罪的这个过程不是很美好的，而且也不是可以理解的。
Because all sins require God's justice, and all sins will be judged. God sent His Son, Jesus, as to take all the judgment of sin on Him.
因为 清除我们的罪是需要上帝的公义，是需要上帝的审判。然而上帝他是如此的爱我们，甚至赐下他的独生爱子，来接受我们所有的罪。
What was meant for us was poured out onto Jesus.
这对于我们来说意味着什么？耶稣他承受了什么？
So in Isaiah 53 verse 5, it says that he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
在以赛亚书五十三章的第五节当中写道，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
By worldly logic, this is madness.
就从字面的逻辑上面来说呢，这是一个令人生气的。
So let us take a look at the wrath of God just a little bit more deeply.
让我们现在来理解上帝的更深的理解上帝的愤怒。
So an Anglican cleric and theologian, John Stott, perhaps you've heard of his name, he said that God's wrath is his steady, unrelenting, unremitting, uncompromising antagonism to evil in all its forms and manifestations.
Okay, 英国有一位神学家，他曾经说到啊，上帝的他的愤怒是不停止的，对于任何形式出现的罪恶的一种反馈。
So here's what I realized and learned about his wrath, and I want to share it a little bit with you.
现在呢，我想将我对于上帝愤怒的理解分享给大家。
Firstly, God's anger is not the same as our anger.
第一点呢，上帝的愤怒、上帝的生气和我们的生气是完全不一样的。
So we must be careful before we jump to the conclusion about any particular verse and take it out of context.
我们在此我们呢必须得小心，我们不应该只读某些经文来断章取义。
And as we talk about the wrath of God, what needs to be always kept in mind is that God is just, He is love, and He is good.
当我们提到上帝愤怒的时候，我们也不能够忘记上帝呢，他也是公义的，他也是良善的。
So all of these need to be taken into account so that we can have a better understanding of God's wrath.
只有这样，我们才能够更好地理解上帝的愤怒。
So it is hard to fathom a God whose love is absent at any time.
这是不可能的，上帝的爱不存在。
Even when he is rebuking sinners.
即使呢，他正在责罚那些罪恶的人。
So our anger, being emotionally driven beings that we are, is oftentimes unpredictable. It's petty and disproportionate, right? Lashing out internally or otherwise and at the perceived wrong that's been done to us.
我们的生气，我们的愤怒呢，通常呢是被我们的情感呢所支配的。很多时候呢，它是一种不可预测的，然后呢，它是可能会因为很小的一点事情而爆发的。当我们就是接收到某些我们自己认为是错误的信息的时候。
So even though this is true of human anger, this is not the case or applicable to the wrath of God.
对于我们来说，这个愤怒呢是这样子的。然而，这样子的一个愤怒呢是不可以在上帝身上做这样子做解释的。
God's wrath is just.And based on godly standard, and is measured, and is a measured response to His holiness toward evil.
上帝呢，他的愤怒呢是公义的，因为他是基于他自己的标准的，而且他是对于圣洁的一个评断。
Remember, holiness is to be set apart.
请记住，圣洁呢就是分别的意思。
Because of that, his ways are not ours. Because of that, his ways are not ours.
Okay. 因为他有他自己的方式。
Secondly, we have to also understand that God's wrath is provoked.
第二点，神的愤怒不是没有原因的。
What I mean by that is that his anger is a response to evil.
他的愤怒都是对于恶的一个反馈。
So the wrath of God is consistently applied towards those who do not follow his will. And as we read in Deuteronomy 1, 26 to 46, we read about this rebellion against the Lord.
我们可以通过读《申命记》的第一章24到46节，我们可以知道，上帝呢，他的惩罚呢，都是对于不跟从他的人。
So the Old Testament prophets wrote about a time in the future, the day of wrath.
在旧约圣经当中，很多先知都预测了将来会将来愤怒将来会来到愤怒的日子将来会到达。
So God's wrath against sin and disobedience is justified because his plan for mankind is holy and perfect, just as God himself is holy and perfect.
上帝呢，他惩罚这些不跟随他、不顺从他的人，是因为呢，上帝他有自己美好的计划，他希望我们如同他一样充满圣洁。
God provided a way to turn his wrath away from sinners through repentance.
上帝呢，给了我们一个，上帝呢，给了我们一个方式。当我们有一颗转回的心的时候，我们重新顺服上帝的时候，那么他的愤怒将平息。
When we see this in John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life.But the wrath of God remains on him.
我们可以在约翰福音第三章36节读到，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
So to reject that plan is to reject God's love, mercy, grace, and favor, and incur his righteous wrath.
如果我们拒绝上帝这完美的计划，我们就是拒绝他的爱，他对我们的慈爱，他对我们的恩典，这样也会招致上帝的愤怒。
We often say that God is love.
我们常常说上帝就是爱。
And of course it is. That's his nature. That's part of his nature.
当然是这样，因为这本是上帝的本性。
So.If we look at Deuteronomy 7:6-8, we see God's love for us and his demonstration of grace toward us. Deuteronomy 7:6-8.
在生命记当中第七节的六到第七章的六到八节当中写到，上帝呢对我们是很有爱的，他还给我们无穷无尽的恩典。
So bear in mind that we ought not to take his love for us for granted.
但是呢，我们也请记住，上帝的爱呢，不是理所当然的。
Love loses meaning if all it does is appease what man affirms.
假如我们把这种爱当作一种安抚自我的东西，那么这个爱呢，便是没有意义的。
We don't get to define God's love.
我们无法定义神的爱。
If so, we are devaluing God's love.
如果我们这样做了，我们便是在降低神的爱的意义。
God's wrath is different. It is a response to the intrusion of evil into his world.
上帝的愤怒呢是不同的，他用他的愤怒呢去击打你想要进入到我们这社会当中、世界当中的恶事。
So his wrath reacts to those things that are opposed to him.
他愤怒那些，他惩罚那些不顺从他的人。
Light cannot be present with darkness.
光与黑暗不可同时而在。
It is the absence of light.
Pardon?
Darkness is the absence of light.
黑暗当中是没有光的。
And God has to, and He will respond.
上帝呢，他必须对此做一个回应。
You want to increase your gratitude for God's love? You want to increase your gratitude for God's love.
所以，你们弟兄姊妹们，你们想更多的来赞美上帝的爱吗？
Acknowledge His wrath.
承认他的愤怒。
What is our salvation from anyway?
这不就是他的救恩的展现吗？
And thirdly, God is slow to anger.
第三点，上帝呢，他是不愿意愤怒生气的。
So when I think about this, I'm reminded of the times that I have failed by reacting quickly with anger.
当我想到这一点的时候，我就会记起当我生气的时候，那是非常快的就爆发出来。
Because we have been forgiven, should we not also forgive our neighbors?
我们如今已经被拯救了，我们是不是也应该原谅我们的邻舍？
So Jesus has prepared his disciples to live in a world where they would experience persecution, afflictions, and abuses.
上帝呢，为我们这群门徒准备了一个这样子的世界，在这个世界当中我们将会忍受不理解，忍受压迫。
So in relation to this warning, Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:32 to forgive one another just as in Christ God forgave you.
这样子的一个事情呢，保罗已经在以弗所书的第四章的32节中已经写到，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
We are on the receiving end of tremendous grace, God's grace.
我们其实时时刻刻呢，在接受从神而来的伟大的恩典。
It's grace that is greater than all of our sins.
这个恩典是如此的大，它超过了我们所有的罪恶。
So God holds the door open the door of grace for all who approach in faith and repentance.
寻找就寻见，叩门就给他开门。
The ultimate price has been paid.
这样的一个惩罚已经被完全支付了。
You know, recognize how great His love for you is.
从此而看，上帝的愤怒呢，也是对他伟大爱的一个体现。
Considering what we've been talking about, let me ask you one question. Is anger a sin?
考虑到我们刚才已经讨论过的一些点，我现在有个问题，生气是罪吗？
If you remember in Matthew 21, verse 12 to 13, we see Jesus flipping tables, right? Tables of money changers and those who were selling doves. He got angry.
我们在马太福音当中可能还会记得耶稣他生气了，他把那些换银子的桌子给掀翻了，也把那些卖鸽子的凳子给踢走了。
There are abuses happening in the temple.
因为滥用圣殿的事情发生了。
People had taken advantage of God's house and turned it into a place of business.
人们呢，他们利用了上帝的圣殿、上帝的家，做成了一个交易的场所。
Greed and personal gains blinded people there.
贪婪和自私呢，蒙蔽了当时人们的双眼。
So his anger was justified in a warranted response.
所以呢，耶稣呢，他的愤怒呢，是公义的，是应该有这个反馈的。
And the reason Jesus wasn't sinning was because he was responding to the desecration of God's house.
Pardon?
So he wasn't sinning because he was responding.
Okay.
Yeah, responding to the desecration of God's house.
Okay. 这样子，那么当然，耶稣呢在此呢就是没有任何罪的，因为呢他是在让这个滥用圣殿的事情消失。
There are proper responses to anger and are often called righteous anger.
那么这样合适的一种生气呢，便是公义的。
It is anger that results because people are mistreated.
因为是人们所做了一些滥用的事情，所以才会产生这样子的一个愤怒、一个生气的状况。
Anger that happens because the most vulnerable are harmed.
生气呢会出现，是因为那些最重要的东西被伤害了。
Anger that arises when those who are defenseless or weak get run over or stepped on by those who are in a more powerful position. These are all examples of righteous anger.
那么呢，当看到一个手无缚鸡之力的人被其他的人所欺负、所践踏的时候，所产生的愤怒呢，也是属于公义的。
However, with that said, as right as we think we are, we don't get special rights as a result of our anger.
然而呢，请认清自我，我们的愤怒、我们的生气，不可能会给我们带来一些特殊的回报。
Anger is a temptation.
愤怒呢，就是一个引诱。
That's why us parents shouldn't discipline our children out of anger.
这就是为什么父母不应该以生气的一个状态来教养他的孩子们。
What we do as a result of our anger often leads to sin.
因为呢，愤怒往往会使我们的行为引向罪。
So let us remember Paul's words in Ephesians 4:26. In your anger, do not sin.
让我们再来读读以弗所书的第四章的第26节，生气却不要犯罪。
The Bible speaks about God's wrath being poured out on the cross in Ezekiel 7-8.
我们的神是如此的爱我们，他将他所有的愤怒都泼洒到了他儿子耶稣基督身上。
It says, I am about to pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct, repay you for all your detestable practices.
在以西结书第七章的第八节当中写道，我快要将我的愤怒倾在你身上，向你成就我怒中所定的，按你的行为审判你，照你一切可憎的事惩罚你。
This takes us to the heart of what happened here. God's wrath towards sin was poured out on Jesus.
这里呢，也就是一个非常重要的事情发生了。上帝呢，将他自己的愤怒泼洒到他儿子耶稣基督身上。
So he became the propitiation. That's a big word. Propitiation for our sins, which means that the payment of sins was poured out on Jesus at Calvary.
耶稣基督呢，就做了我们的挽回祭。
Worldly evil in our sins has its proper penalty.
坏事呢，以及罪恶本是要付出代价的。
However, this penalty has been paid.
然而这些代价已经被支付了。
We have been shown mercy and we have been given grace.
我们已经被仁慈和恩典充满。
In summing up the question of wrath, looking into the New Testament, two points are worth remembering.
那么接下来让我们来总结一下关于上帝的愤怒。在新约当中有两点我们是需要记住的。
First, in New Testament, there's plenty of discussion about God's wrath. God is never described as being angry.
在新约当中有很多处都出现了关于上帝愤怒的关于上帝愤怒的经文，然而在此上帝呢是完全没有被描写成为生气的。
A Cambridge New Testament professor Stephen Travis said that wrath is an attitude rather than a feeling.
好，让我们以Cambridge 剑桥的一位教授他的一个说法来解释我的刚才的那句意义，就是愤怒它是一个态度，而不是一个感情感觉。
Wrath is a noun and not a verb.
愤怒呢，它是一个名词，而不是一个动词。
Secondly, wrath is described as something both present, like in Romans 1, and future, like in Romans 5:9, where it links Jesus' death with deliverance from wrath.
愤怒呢，它是存在于现在当中，而且是存在于在将来，在罗马书的第一章有写到，而且在罗马书的第五章的第九节将耶稣的死使我们脱离了上帝的愤怒给联系起来了。
God so loves the objects of his wrath that he spent the wrath on himself at the cross.
尽管我们才是上帝愤怒的对象，然而他却让他自己的儿子承担了所有的罪恶。
The outpouring of God's wrath was the greatest act of love.
那么上帝呢，在此所做的一切正好展示了他最伟大的爱。
In light of this love, as a response to our sin, Acts chapter 16 verse 31 says, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
使徒行传的第十六章三十一节写道，他们说当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
The wrath of God is a fearsome thing.
我们都知道上帝的愤怒其实是很恐怖的。
Do not disregard, discredit, or devalue it.
所以请弟兄姊妹们不要忽略它，不要贬低它，更不要轻视它。
Those who have been covered by the blood of Christ shed for us on the cross can be assured that God's wrath will never fall on them.
那些在基督的荫庇下并且接受基督宝血的人，上帝的愤怒永不临到他们。
Romans 5:9 tells us that since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
罗马书的五章第九节写道，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
So may grace now be given to you to bring you to yield to his words.
愿慈爱与我们长存，愿我们时刻俯伏在神的面前。
Amen.
Amen.